Mike Adams here with some updates. We've got our new studio opening up next week. And so I'm going to be switching my podcast, the Situation Update podcast. Instead of recording it late in the evening, I'm going to be recording it now during daytime hours in the studio. If all goes well, we'll see how it goes, then there will be a video for the Situation Update from next week forward. But I don't know. We'll try it, see how it goes, see if it works out. It's going to be essentially the same kind of format. I will still do the news, the analysis, and then often have a guest. It's just that the guest will be joining by video, and I'll be on video in the new studio. So thanks for your support. It has allowed us to build this out. It looks amazing. It's an amazing, modern, great-looking Brighteon studio. So I can't wait to show it to you in this new format. All right, the second thing. I did successfully acquire like 7 or 8 chicken feed products from Tractor Supply, including the brand known as Producer's Pride. And that's the brand that some people allege has been altered to cause laying hens to not lay eggs. I don't know if that's true, but we decided to acquire some and we're going to test it. And we're going to test it in our food science lab that we use for our own products, as you know. We're going to test for heavy metals as well as glyphosate, which is the weed killer. Plus, we'll be testing for aflatoxins. That's something that kills chickens and horses and cows and so on. And then in addition to that, we're also going to be testing for various microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, as well as what's called total plate count. So we don't have a protein analysis instrument, by the way, so we can't test these chicken feed products for protein. If that's the problem, let's say if it's low protein, we won't be able to see that. But if the problem is some of the other things I mentioned, we will see it. And we're going to publish the results either way, whether they're, you know, positive or negative or whatever. And it's interesting because I bought some brands that are organic. For example, a Dumour organic, which is I believe it's a Purina product. And then I bought some non-organic. And we're going to see, you know, what's the difference in glyphosate or heavy metals between organic and non-organic? In terms of heavy metals, there may not be much difference at all, frankly, because remember, organic doesn't cover heavy metals, which is why it's important to do testing, even if something's organic. It can still have a ton of lead in it. So anyway, that's coming up. And I just want to thank you for your support. Without you supporting us at healthrangerstore.com with all of our clean foods and survival foods and supplements, personal care products and everything, we would not have the funding and bandwidth to be able to offer these testing services for things like chicken feed or radiation removal using water filters. That's another one we're working on. So thanks for your support. We're able to do this. Now, the third thing, and this is actually related to our food supply, we have a new product line called Mega Buckets. And previously we had Mini Buckets, but now we have Mega Buckets, which, as you imagine, are larger. But here's what's interesting about them. It's organic, lab-tested food ingredients like black beans, pinto beans, could have almonds, could have cashews, could have rice, quinoa, all kinds of things. But inside the bucket, there are multiple individual packs, typically about 5 packs, and each of those packs is vacuum sealed with our industrial level, you know, high vacuum sealing system with very, very thick bags that's actually formed. It's shaped into what we call bricks. They're actually not the size of bricks. They're more like the size of books, but it doesn't make sense to call them books. But think of a kind of a flat, compressed, vacuum-sealed book-size packet, like a pretty good-sized book, you know, like something you'd have on the bookshelf. But it's got long-term storable, organic, lab-tested food ingredients inside it. That's what the Mega Buckets are. And we have those available now. Just go to healthrangerstore.com and search for Mega Buckets, and you'll see what we have. And we're also adding to that line as well. And the reason we came up with this is because some people wanted to buy more quantity of the same individual units that are in the Ranger buckets, but they didn't want to buy more Ranger buckets. Like, they had enough Ranger buckets, but they needed more of a certain type of thing. You know, beans, quinoa, lentils, whatever the case may be. So that's what mega buckets are all about. You can just load up on the specific items that you want, and it's the same kind of format. It minimizes oxidation because of the vacuum sealing and the brick formation. And it's in a very rugged bucket, which is smaller than the Ranger buckets, but larger than the mini bucket. So our line now consists of mini buckets, the smallest, mega buckets, which are medium size, and then Ranger buckets, which are the full size. So I think you will enjoy that, and thank you for all your support. Now, in terms of the store products, you know how we were out of stock for the last 2.5 years? Seems like everything. I would go to the store myself, just look at what we have, and it's like, gone, you know? Well, we have pretty much solved that problem now. And we did it by adding a second production shift. So we are running 2 shifts, which means we are producing now 16 hours a day, if you can believe that. This has allowed us to really catch up on inventory. So that's the great news. And it means that you'll be able to find the things that you want or need on a more reliable basis, you know, on our website, healthrangerstore.com. But just a little bit of kind of inside baseball on that. What's also interesting is, you know how we clean the packing machines after each production lot? Now, I know that sounds like common sense, but if you go to the FDA's website and you look at the fines and the complaints and the threats that they've had against many companies in nutritional supplements or superfoods or protein products or whatever, you'll find that a lot of those letters are warning letters warning companies that they have to wash machines between production lots. You're like, what? You mean some companies don't do that? That's right. They don't do it. I find that crazy, because what we do is, after every lot, we disassemble the machine and then we clean it with FDA-approved, certified organic, approved cleaning solutions. And, you know, the washing and the rinsing and the drying and then the reassembly. This process for some machines can take hours, like 2 to 3 hours. So if you're only running one shift, like an 8-hour shift, you can only do, let's say, 5 hours of production. And then you have to spend 3 hours disassembling and cleaning and reassembling the machine so that it can be used tomorrow. You know, you don't want to leave machines dirty overnight. So the fact that we have 2 shifts now means that we have a 16-hour production schedule. So let's say we have 3 hours for cleaning and reassembling. That leaves us 13 hours to produce. So instead of 5 hours to produce food, we have 13 hours to produce food in one given day. It was more than double. And that's why a lot of our production now is more than double what it used to be. And that's why we have a lot of inventory back in stock. Now, that's not to say that the suppliers are still easy to deal with. A lot of suppliers have been running out of supplies, you know, limited quantities, delayed delivery. Also, a lot of suppliers keep changing the terms where they want payment, not just, you know, net 30 or net 60, but on delivery, or even you buy it now and then we send it to you. So that is happening. And I know that's happening across the industry. And what it means is that a lot of the food suppliers and manufacturers, they have to float more cash flow, because essentially they have to finance the inventory earlier. And so there's more, you know, cash outlay into that inventory, and there's more risk being taken on by companies like us that are doing this. And where that's reflected, of course, at the retail level is higher prices typically. So, of course, we are working to try to control our prices as much as possible. You've seen that we've kept them, you know, relatively low. We haven't had huge price spikes. We will probably have to do so in 2023. But so far, we haven't had to. And we're very cognizant of this. We know that everybody is running out of excess money. We know that more money is being spent on groceries and, in some cases, you know, housing or fuel or other consumer products. So we are really working hard to keep our solutions as affordable as possible and kind of delay the increases, sort of lag behind the inflation that is put on our plate. So in other words, if a supplier raises the price to us, we don't immediately raise the price to you. We will sell the product that we made previous to that at the prices that we were able to acquire it at previously. And then after all that is sold, then we would put in the price increase based on the new stuff, you know, because it's more expensive to acquire. So that's our philosophy. We really work to keep prices affordable and try not to, you know, push inflation to you right away. And now throughout this year, by the way, 2023, we are going to roll out some new products, some very interesting, more convenience types of products, things that you can take to work, you can travel with, things that you can shake up in a water bottle and drink, different kinds of superfoods and supplements and nutraceuticals that are more convenient. Instead of big bulky packs, smaller, more convenient, more portable packs for travel or driving or work or what have you. You can just put them in your pockets and have them at a restaurant, you know, ahead of the meal that you're about to eat and get some nutrition before the meal. Things like that. So we've got a lot of stuff in the works. We've got some new equipment on the way for the warehouse production. We have also acquired another mass spec instrument in our laboratory. So we are sitting on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's going to be our 6th mass spec instrument. I know, it's crazy, right? And this allows us to do separate runs. So in other words, one LC-MS instrument might be running atrazine, which, oh, I should tell you, we're going to be testing atrazine on many different types of foods. That's the second most common weed killer, right behind glyphosate. And atrazine is a chemical castrator. It's what turns the frogs gay, by the way. No joke. That's what atrazine does. So we're going to be testing a lot of crops for atrazine, including corn and pineapple, by the way, and certain other things, lentils and so on. And then, so if one instrument is running atrazine, we can use another instrument for, we're doing a lot of method development and experimental methods, for example, shikimic acid. So we're still trying to nail down the final shikimic acid method. And shikimic acid, as you know, is that's the molecule that's found in pine needles that has these remarkable antiretroviral effects. And it's the molecule used in Tamiflu, the drug made by Roche. And you also find shikimic acid in a little bit in fennel seeds. And it's found in certain other culinary herbs, but pine needles is kind of where it's often sourced from. Anyway, we're working on nailing down that method. We're also refining some different methods for cannabinoid quantitation using short duration runs. For example, 4-minute LC-MS run, and that's liquid chromatography mass spectrometry, if you're wondering what that stands for. 4-minute run that can identify and quantitate something like 10 to 12 cannabinoids, not just CBDA or CBD, but THC, Delta 9, and a lot of other things as well. So we got a lot coming this year. Thank you for your support. I will keep you posted. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and the founder of Brighteon. Which has its own news updates. A lot's going on there too, but I'll cover that later. Thanks for listening.